Hey, Big Joe.
New York Steam.
Buddy.
I'm loving it. I didn't
Let me tell you one thing you don't want to get between. Big Baby and his Firehouse Subs, my man. Dude does not play.
Guy been locked up in a booth all day. Y'all let him out and feed him.
Sometimes we let him out. Sometimes we just throw...
Poor guy didn't come out until the very last scrap.
Well, sometimes I'll throw scraps in at him. Sometimes I let him come out and get him.
You hear what I just said, though?
Yes, cantankerous. I like how you worked that in. It's Big Klein Vocabulary. We got lots of new segments today. We also have Canadian Hijack, which is something when Christina comes in and starts talking about stuff that we pay no attention to.
That no one cares about.
Women's golf, Joe, hockey, things of that nature. I do want to tell you about Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the number one volume dealer in the state for 20 years in a row. I got to go over there on Monday. It's the end of the month. Tomorrow, right? Today's the 27th? Oh, look out. They're going to freak out. They'll give you all kinds of crazy deals. That's how they sold over 4,700 units last year. Always have about 1,000 vehicles new and pre-owned in stock, which makes the buying selection easy for you because you only need to make one stop. It's quite simple. It is Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Online at Landers.com. And you know what they got there? That's right, the 2013 Truck of the Year, Ram. Go see Rodney, because he's almost always there. Kevin Wilson's there most of the time. He's great to deal with, but he's not there all the time. So, yep, it's Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Exit 121, Benton, Arkansas. Let me get Greg in here real quick. Greg hung up. Okay, Greg said...
He's gone.
He texted me, too. He said he can order a 36-inch inseam in denim. Is that enough? That's not close to enough, right? What are you, like a 42?
Be high water. Be like when I was in the fifth grade and my mom and them would buy me a pair of pants in about a month. Everybody be like, you know, you expecting a flood? But a flood coming? So.
When did you sprout to your full height?
I was always the tallest. But I tell people I went from, man, you're tall to... Good Lord, you know, it was probably like eighth grade to sophomore, like the middle of my eighth grade year to start of my sophomore year. I probably grew 8 inches.
Yeah. How tall are your parents?
My dad was 6'8". My mom was 5'9". My mom is 5'9".
Yeah, I didn't realize your dad was that tall. Okay. And your brother, how tall is your tallest brother?
6'6".
Okay. Yep. No shrimps over there.
Got 2'6", and then we got a shrimp who's like 6'2".
Oh. Poor guy. That's the way it goes. So, Joe?
Sir?
Maybe you guys need to have Boeheim talk to the team. It's been a
tough stretch.
Difficult run.
Tough stretch, no doubt. I mean, we knew that coming in. Obviously, you look ahead, and we'd won, I want to say, 7 out of 10, and we're sitting in a really good spot, but we knew we had to go to ASU, and then we had 3 out of 4 on the road, and our one home game was middle. So we knew... These four games were going to be brutal, and they were. And you know, you got to live and learn, man. You got to move on. You got to. Nobody cares that you know, if we're whining and crying and pouting. And I mean, we didn't play good enough. We didn't play physical enough in any of those games. And we've got to learn from it. We've got to do better.
Well, the big thing is you guys are sitting right there in the 5-6 seed area, and that is a significant gap because the 6 seed plays the first day of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The 5 seed does not. So this last week is huge for you guys. You get home this week against Lafayette on Thursday and then on Saturday against Arkansas State. So, again, the wins this week would be very significant for getting that first day off of the tournament.
Well, they are, and I mean, I think it's even more significant because you want to go in feeling good about yourself. You mm-hmm. want to go in on a positive note. Not that it's the end all, or I mean, when we won the tournament, we lost 3 in a row going into the tournament, had to play 4 games straight. So, I mean, it's all subject to change. It's all fluid, but the odds are with you. If you only got to win 3 instead of 4, and the odds are with you if you're going in feeling good about yourself, winning a couple games, I mean, you got a better chance.
Guys, lost to Lafayette earlier in the year, 79-70 on the road, and then we know about the ASU game did not go so well up in Jonesboro on Valentine's Day. What kinds of things you feel like you need to see? What are you guys doing to get ready? Let's talk about Lafayette first off. What kind of matchup that is?
They're a team that struggles on the road. They've only won one road game this year. They have a tremendous point guard in Peyton. He was Sunbelt Player of the Week last week, averaged like 27 points a game last week. Gets to the free throw line, 6'2", bigger guard, really gets into the lane.
And now all of a sudden 6'2 is big.
Well, as a point guard.
Not as a Klein.
Small Klein, big point guard.
Gotcha.
But just a tremendous, tremendous player. And he's good enough to really change the flow of a game by himself. So he's really a problem. They have a big kid. Long, who transferred in from Mississippi State and set out last year, about 6'10", who's the top freshman rebounder in the country. And so he's averaging 11 rebounds a game, and mm-hmm. he presents a problem. And then they surround those guys with Abamalu, who's a great shooter, and they've got two or three guys that spot up, and they play off of that penetration, and they play off of that post game when you got to give help or you got to dig down. They got some guys that can knock down the three. So they're struggling, but they're good.
They are. I mean, you want to talk about the bizarro land UALR team. It's Lafayette. They score a bunch, and they give up a bunch.
Right.
You guys are the other end of the spectrum, without a doubt. So you're talking about differentiating styles. So that 7:30 tip should make for an interesting matchup for the fans.
Right. And, I mean, we've got to get – you know, we had really good ball movement. Our ball movement at FIU was not very good at all. Then our ball movement at FAU was –
a little constipated in the ball movement.
Yeah. And
– sorry, that's usually something you would say, not me.
But anyway – where were we?
But
at FAU, we really moved the ball well and got open shooters and didn't knock down shots. And mm-hmm. then, you know, defensively, we were terrible in the second half, so that's not a good combination.
Well, it's a big game Thursday. Again, 7:30 tip on Thursday night. I will be there bringing the fam out. 7:30 tips Friday. And then on Saturday, 7 o'clock against Arkansas State. Both these, of course, are doubleheaders. I assume the women play Thursday as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So get over there and support both the men and the women. And the women have got it going right now. Typical Joe Foley. Another 21 season. I mean, death and taxes in 21 seasons for Joe Foley.
Right.
And then the fact that they're playing really well here down the stretch, also quite typical.
No,
so.
I mean, what do you say? He's a great coach. Done it everywhere he's been. No surprise, but Little Rock, don't take him for granted.
That's it.
I mean, I'm just telling you, you get somebody doing what he's doing all the time and – you start taking him for granted. You don't take that guy for granted because he's as good as you'll see.
Well, I'm a big fan of Joe Foley's and Joe Klein's, and apparently so is Corndog. Corndog, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I know you got plenty to worry about with your team stuff, and I don't know how much you have gotten to watch Arkansas play, but. I wanted to get your perspective on Mickelson and what you feel like. It seems like he's taking a step back. I really expected him this year to grow and, you know, on some of the progress that he had made last year. And it just seems like, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's trouble adjusting to, you know, some of the changes that Mike's making or just a little bit. He seems very tentative. And I know he's probably playing out of position. We've talked about that some, that he's probably not, you know, somebody that needs to be down low that much. But just want to get your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Well, here again, I'm actually looking forward to tonight because I think I'm going to probably get to watch my second Razorback game from start to finish. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't checked with the boss, you know, and that's not Steve Shields.
Yeah.
It's Dana. But uh-huh. I'm hoping to be able to watch – maybe my second game.
So you can get away with two NBA games on Valentine's Day without asking.
Right.
But on a random Wednesday night.
That was work,
you
Justin.
You got to ask?
That was work, Justin. It's different.
No, it's different. My Mallory's not playing now.
Okay.
And William's not playing. So, I mean, you know, I might actually be at home tonight.
Okay.
In time. So I'm hoping to watch it. You know, in watching what I've seen of Hunter, I like what he's done with his body. I think he has a tremendous upside. Again, I'm not there every day. You know, that's the thing. The first thing you learn when you get into this is that when you're a fan, you sit there and you look from afar. And you know, I'm sure when people watched us if somebody sitting in the stands watches us at FAU, they go, you know, my gosh, they gave up, you know, 48. You know, they need to keep them guys from driving. They need to do this. You know, what are those coaches need to talk about that? Well, you know. We do talk about it every day, you know, and so things are addressed. And so a lot of times the things that you're seeing You know, it's very easy to say, well, they need to do this and they need to do that and they need to get him here and they need to do this and they need to do that. And sometimes for various reasons, you know, maybe the individual, maybe whatever, flow, the people he's playing with, there's just so many different things that could come into play that you really feel hesitant basically speaking about something that you really don't know what's going on. I mean,
never stop me.
Yeah. And so, I all I can tell you is when I've seen him, I like the way he moves. I like his touch. I like his hands. I like his size. I think he runs well. I think he's a team guy, and he's probably struggling with some confidence, as a lot of young kids do. We have kids over there playing with us right now that, you know, you can't get into the mind of a 19-year-old, 18-year-old's head, what's influencing them, what's going on.
You don't want to be in there. That's right. A scary place, Joe.
I was in my own, and I wasn't real comfortable with it. I'm still not comfortable with it. So, I mean, there's so many different things going on, but I think in time, I think with Mike and I think with what's going on up there and the type of kid he is and his talent and his upbringing and things like that, I think this is just a bump in the road, and I think he'll get it going.
Well, we have some UALR tickets to give away. I'll tell you what, first two people in, I got a four-pack for you, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. This is for the Lafayette game on Thursday only. Those ASU tickets you're going to have to earn, probably have to do a little bit of work over the next couple of days for those, but those will be a hot ticket because we got UALR fans and ASU fans trying to snatch those up. When we come back, we'll play a couple more clips, get Joe's reaction from Jim Boeheim, and it's funny, you were kind of talking about looking at a team in a small window and trying to assess them, and it's hard to do whether it's a player or a team, and Jim Boeheim actually went off on some reporters about that as well. So we're playing a few Boeheim rants, and we got a Boeheim versus Klein idiot off. That is Joe's go-to slam, much like it's mine, so I appreciate that. I don't know if Andy Katz is an idiot, but I know the guy that Joe was slamming is an idiot, so I love this clip. We'll play it coming up. The all-new Landers Chevrolet, the number one place to buy a vehicle in Arkansas for 20 years. Immediate openings for 3 sales associates, and guess what? You can come and interview on Friday, or at least you can go by and say hello, because we'll be there too. Landers Chevy offering the largest sales volume and inventories in the state. A professional training program and weekly pay. In addition, a highly competitive pay plan with bonuses, health and dental, and vision insurance plans, as well as 401k and paid vacation. That's what it's all about. Go see Mark or Pat or David, and come by and see us on Friday. We're going to be out there. We'll have some Buzz stuff to give away, and maybe you get yourself a gig as well. Landers Chevy, the all-new Landers Chevrolet, located off Interstate 30, Alcoa Road, exit 121 in Benton. If you want a career in sales, you want to sell a product you can be proud of, or if you want to buy a new vehicle or a pre-owned, call Landers Chevy, 501-315-2500, or come see us online at LandersChevrolet.com. All right, we got our you got your tickets given away? We're all good. Okay, thank you. 2 4-packs given away, and we'll see all you folks on Thursday. Finish up with Joe Klein and Christina LeCure coming up.